I have batched both personal and business tasks further and further apart as I've realized just how few real problems come up. Some of my current batches are as follows. Email, Mondays, 10 a.m. Phone, completely eliminated. Laundry, every other Sunday at 10 p.m. Credit cards and bills, most are on automatic payment, but I check balances every second Monday after email. Strength training, every fourth day for 30 minutes, etc. Empowerment failure, rules and readjustment. The vision is really about empowering workers, giving them all the information about what's going on so they can do a lot more than they've done in the past. Bill Gates, co-founder of Microsoft, richest man in the world. Empowerment failure refers to being unable to accomplish a task without first obtaining permission or information. It is often a case of being micromanaged or micromanaging someone else, both of which consume your time. For the employee, the goal is to have full access to necessary information and as much independent decision-making ability as possible. For the entrepreneur, the goal is to grant as much information and independent decision-making ability to employees or contractors as possible. Customer service is often the epitome of empowerment failure, and a personal example from Brain Quicken illustrates just how serious but easily solved the problem can be. In 2002, I had outsourced customer service for order tracking and returns, but still handled product-related questions myself. The result? I received more than 200 email per day, spending all hours between 9 to 5 responding to them, and the volume was growing at a rate of more than 10% per week. I had to cancel advertising and limit shipments. As additional customer service would have been the final nail in the coffin, it wasn't a scalable model. Remember this word, as it will be important later. It wasn't scalable because there was an information and decision bottleneck. Me. The clincher? The bulk of the email that landed in my inbox was not product-related at all, but requests from the outsourced customer service reps seeking permission for different actions. The customer claims he didn't receive the shipment. What should we do? The customer had a bottle held at customs. Can we reship to a U.S. address? The customer needs the product for a competition in 2 days. Can we ship overnight? And if so, how much should we charge? It was endless. Hundreds upon hundreds of different situations made it impractical to write a manual, and I didn't have the time or experience to do so regardless. Fortunately, someone did have the experience, the outsourced reps themselves. I sent one single email to all the supervisors that immediately turned 200 email per day into fewer than 20 email per week.